Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Wrecking the Game Radio with your host DJ Smellwood, an international
call. Interface complete.
Yep. You already know. Got some funny shit. Today is My Health, Your Health Monday. Welcome to the show. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, a.k.a. Captain Smell So Good, because we is officially into the second season right here on the Starship Smelly Pride. Where we take you all the way around the world, man. I mean the world. In 2 hours strong, you know what I'm saying? Give you some comedy, good music, news, all day long. That's how we do it. Straight up out the 813, T-A-M-P-A, F-L-A is where I stay. Trey Poe, Hillsborough County. Y'all already know what time it is, man. And we up in the building, you know what I'm saying, doing real big. Every Monday, man, for the rest of this month, you know what I'm saying? It's My Health, Your Health Monday. And basically, you know what I'm saying, basically it goes, you know, are you living right, you know? Or at least do you feel healthy? Do you maintain a proper diet? Are you an I can eat anything and still be healthy and weightless type of person? Such as myself, thank you. Do you take vitamins or supplements to help get you through the day? Is your health affected by your surroundings? Or the people you are around? Well, come on through. You know what I'm saying? Let's come up with some healthy choices and talk about how things affect our daily healthy lives. Bring your ass right here live on the Starship Smelly Pride. And, yeah, man, you know, Wrecking the Game Radio does everything, man. We teach you languages on Tuesday. We trying to improve your health on Monday, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we take you to places from around the world when we get into the news at the top of the hour. And any artists out there trying to get featured, man, you know what I'm saying? You wanted your own interview, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, smellybtr@live.com. That's smellybtr@live.com, L-I-V-E. And I can get you on the show. And, you know what I'm saying, do it real big, man. We do feature Indie Artist Fridays right here. And we get it in. Shouts out to my own boy, Goofy Bone, man, who... got jacked though. I almost got jacked the other day. You know what I'm saying? It's a crazy world out there, people. You gotta live this thing one day at a time. Take it slow. You know what I'm saying? Any day can be your last. However you may choose it. You know what I'm saying? So what we're talking about today? Today's topic is my favorite, my favorito, el labor, however you want to call it, of marijuana. Yeah, today we're going to www.webmd.com, of course, you know what I'm saying? This is the official sponsored site, you know what I'm saying, that will be providing you your healthy news and topics. And we're going into marijuana use and its effects today, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of motherfuckers be talking about marijuana is this, marijuana is that. Well... let's damn it ask the experts, and let's see what the experts say. So, we're going to go into it. Right after this song, man, we're going to get into some weed-related music. And then we're going to come back and get into the old, good old song. How about that? First song up is, of course, myself. You know what I'm saying? Got my good old funky song. This is me and my homeboy Jet Set up there in Hollywood, California. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it real big. This is called Pass the Blunt. My Health, Your Health Monday. Captain smells so good in the building.
And this is for the
thank y'all for riding with me. Let's rip.
This is for the thugs. And this is for the thugs. This is for everyone that wanna feel good. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good.
Life as I puff her past, but nobody's a sight. Ooh, we the hold that tree for me. Sit back with a little draw and I'm off the heat. Blowing a gusset in the air like a cool ass breeze. Now, puff her past and give it back to me. So, pass the blunt and you know that's a show. Don't keep it to yourself and then you let it go. Now, I'm tired of you weak niggas with your crack powder and pills selling, trying to hurt my figure. Cause you know that my blunt is swollen, and with a puff of the draw, you know my world is open. So I pass the blunt in my hood, and wait for the blunt cause that shit is good. Please don't pass it to me if it's show. You can keep that to yourself and that's the show. Come on.
Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to fire up, it's time to fire up. Yeah. Pass the blunt, pass the blunt. It's time to feel good, it's time to feel good,
y'all. Yeah. My niggas just stop by, listen to the fresh roll blunt and blush our eyes, but that's no surprise.
So
we stay high, passing the blunt, watching the time pass by, slow but surely, cause we love to get high. So pass the blunt, my nigga, if you got that fire. Please step off of me and pass the toast, I told you before, pass it to me if it's show. Come on. This 2005, you know what I'm saying? We live up in the booth, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga Nate Sizzle on the beat, you know what I'm saying? Putting it down for this track, pass the toast, pass the blunt, you know what I'm saying? We're coming out with that remix, pass the drink, you know what I'm saying? One time, my nigga J.E.T. setting them boys free, and I miss the smell so good, you know what I'm saying? Of what smell so good? Y'all know where to find me, you know what I'm saying? That's how we get down.
Pass the blunt, pass the
daily. See where I'm from, we roll nothing but fatties. My swag, so
candy. I stroll like I smell like granddaddy. Ugh, I know you like that. Full, full, fast, I show about that. I got grams, I got dips, I got pounds, don't trip. You're fucking with the realest that smokers. Straight low, kids, K got flavors. It don't stop, it don't quit. My game stay point plus, I stay big.
And I wanna get high, roll up and pray. And I wanna get high, roll up and throw. And I wanna get high when I'm up in the sky. I don't ever wanna come down. And I wanna get high, roll up and throw. And I wanna get high, roll up that pump. And I wanna get high, smoke that shit, cause I wanna get high.
I'm all sick blunt and it's all from one session. I'm so into time in a different dimension. Best weed in the world, the bay I'm repping. TSK straight low, I thought I should mention. A female me in a blunt, that's a perfect picture. Make sure it's dark perp and a great. It tastes so good, it's my favorite flavor. I'm a modern day hippie, I'm a straight up stoner. Ask about the boy Indy, they tell you I go. Purple indicus, and I got the trunk. Fire chronic grape, and white rhino. Hot till I die, that's the way it goes. Look at the clock, drop a blunt. You know the time, smell it from a mile away. Look at it shine, I gotta get it, gotta have it. I'm on my grind, I made a lot of money. Now it's time to get high.
All I'm saying, you gotta enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, and sleeping. That's it. Don't testify. I'm just saying, if your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important in your life. You just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this life. Fuck them goddamn lights.
Coming right back after this, man, we're going to get into it. www.webmd. My health, your health, Monday, man, right here live on the Starship Smelling Pride. Cap smell so good in the building. How you feeling?
Get rolled the fuck over. The mixtape. And I'm Key. Mr. Rudy, the usual. The Bay Area. Let's go.
Down.
up with the world, then go move to the next. Yeah. Go check out the MySpace, y'all. www.myspace.com/keys1.
All right. Time to get down to some bitten ass, Let me go on here and make a phone call. Hello. Oh, nobody's there. Alrighty then. That's what you get. You know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all some real important shit, man, because, you know, that's what I do here. You know what I'm saying? Marijuana use and its effect. Marijuana, which comes from the hemp plant, Cannabis sativa, is the most frequently used illegal drug in the U.S. About 4% of American adults smoke pot at least once a year. Roughly 1% of adults abuse pot, and I'm probably that 1%. And 1 in 300 have a pot addiction. Dun, dun, dun. Most people smoke their plants as dried leaves, flowers, stems, and seeds, but marijuana also can be mixed into food or brewed as a tea. Marijuana goes by many street names, including pot, weed, and herb. Hash, a concentrated resinous form of the drug, is short for hashish. The rates of marijuana smoking in adults have remained stable since the 1990s. However, the rates of addiction to pot have risen significantly over that same period. And according to recent government studies, as many as 30% of today's teenagers are smoking marijuana. Congratulations, teens. Give up the cigarettes. Yeah. Occasional marijuana use is rarely seriously harmful, but smoking pot has important medical effects. Okay, let's get into the physiological effects of marijuana. The active ingredient in pot is THC. That's short for Delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol. THC is rapidly absorbed after smoking a joint. Within minutes, THC and other substances in marijuana smoke cause short-term medical effects. Signs of using marijuana include rapid heart rate, increased blood pressure, increased rate of breathing, red eyes, dry mouth, increased appetite or the munchies, and slowed reaction time. These effects are reduced after 3 or 4 hours. However, marijuana hangs around in your system for as long as 24 hours after smoking. The lingering effects mean you are impaired for several hours after the high wears off. The psychological effects of marijuana. They also... The main psychological effect of smoking pot is euphoria. That's getting high or stoned is the reason most pot smokers use marijuana, true. Other short-term psychological effects of pot include distorted sense of time, paranoia, magical or random thinking, short-term memory loss, anxiety, and depression. These psychological signs of using pot also generally ease after a few hours, but residual effects can last through the next day. Risk of marijuana? What are the risks? Are there risks? They're actually risks? Why? The risk of smoking pot go up with heavy use. Although the link has never been proven, many experts believe heavy pot smokers are at increased risk for lung cancer. Now, I repeat, the risk of smoking pot go up with heavy use. Although the link has never been proven, many experts believe heavy pot smokers are increased risk for lung cancer. Man, what the fuck ever, man? Y'all know pot smokers is the shit. Get off our nutsack, man, and let us goddamn get our smoke on. You know what I'm saying? We get a little background music going on, people, and give y'all some more reporting right here. We're going to get some Frank Lennon drinking in the background. Frank Lennon drank one, you know what I'm saying? Heavy marijuana use lowers men's testosterone levels and sperm count and quality. Pot could decrease libido and fertility in some heavy smoking men. Contrary to what pot smokers may tell you, marijuana is addictive, at least psychologically. Even among occasional users, 1 in 12 can feel withdrawal symptoms if they can't get high when they want to. Among heavy pot smokers, the rates of dependence are higher. Many experts also believe that marijuana is physically addictive. Symptoms of withdrawal from pot might include aggression, anxiety, depressed mood, decreased appetite. That means fat people, you need to get to smoking. You know what I'm saying? Is pot a gateway drug? In other words, does smoking marijuana make someone more likely to try cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, and other hard drugs? Well, the jury is still out on this one. It's true that pot smokers are more likely to use other drugs after trying marijuana. What's not clear is whether smoking pot causes further drug use or if people who start smoking pot are just more likely to try drugs in general. So, if you're wondering how long marijuana stays in your system after smoking, it depends on how often you smoke. Light users, those who smoke a joint once in a while, will have a negative drug screen after a marijuana-free week. Heavy users, sometimes called myself, I mean stoners, may continue testing positive for a month after their last bong hit. Yeah. And we've just covered a few, you know what I'm saying? Just a few marijuana use and its effects. We're going to go back into it a little bit deeper, madam, give you some more mental health tips on marijuana, that is, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're talking about today. So, WebMD, you know what I'm saying? Go and check it out, www.webmd.com, you know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. We're going to get into a little African music right here. This is tribal music, Drums of Defiance. Coming right back live on the Wrecking the Game Radio. My Health, Your Health, Monday. Going down.
Drums of Defiance.
see y'all, Nicole Livingston, my man.
Comes to your eyes, you in the presence of a star when I'm passing.
welcome, heavenly angel, to the show. You are riding out with the Starship Smelly Prize. I'm just playing. Man, y'all, you know, I came into a couple of rooms and motherfuckers be talking like that. Like, what the? I done fell into the goddamn Twilight Room. Dude, try to talk all soft in here. Hello, and welcome to my show. Today I will be discussing. Get your ass out my ear, man. Stop trying to talk all woo 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 in my ear. What kind of is that? All right, we're talking about your health, my health, because today is My Health, Your Health Monday, right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. And do you ever got approached like this, Hill?
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Yeah. Or somebody say that.
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle bennies and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
You know what I'm saying? Hey.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That's real. So, what we're talking about today is marijuana and the motherfucking effects of it. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of taboos out there. There's a lot of people talking some, ooh, you should be doing that. And marijuana's not good for you. It's going to, you know, I ain't never heard nobody say marijuana going to kill you. That's one thing you ain't never heard nobody say. Marijuana, you going to die from smoking weed? No. You might go to sleep a long time and feel like you're dead. Like Cat Williams said, you wake up, you're going to tear up everything. So what we're talking about now is when I read before about pot, is you got marijuana addiction. Now, I personally, I've been smoking weed for over shit. I don't even know. I'm fucking, that membrane has been smoked out. You know what I'm saying? Over 5 years, though. And honestly, I'm still a broke smoker. You know what I'm saying? When I ain't got no money, I don't smoke. You know what I'm saying? When I got money, I go and buy me a little, you know, $5, $10, you know what I'm saying? I don't go out and Scarface it up, you know what I'm saying? Put a whole pound and just stick my face in it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm trying to hoover it up, you know? I would think if you're doing some shit like that, yes, you are addicted. So, what we talk about now is alcohol and drug problems, you know what I'm saying? Because when I clicked on the addiction, this is what it brought me to. Addiction, the overuse or abuse of alcohol, alcoholism, or other drugs is called substance abuse. It is common and costly. It can cause or worsen many medical problems and can destroy family and lives. If you think you may have a problem with drugs or alcohol, take a short quiz to evaluate your symptoms. Well, check it out, people. We're going to go ahead and take the self-quiz. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. Substance abuse self-test is provided to you in part by www.webmd. Better information is better health. Yeah. And unless this done froze my shit up. Yeah, it done froze me up, people. Damn it. Damn it. Get me out of here, Jim. Get me out of here. Oh, shit. I'm getting froze, people. I'm froze. I'm sorry. Froze. Shit. WebMD. You're not promoting good health on that one, buddy. God, that shit is. All right, there we go, people. Back, am I back, back? Am I back, back? What the f*** is going on? Oh, I'd like to thank our Heavenly Angel for blessing the chat room, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. the bridge. You are riding out in space on the Starship Smelly Prize. And you got about 30 minutes. And we got about 20 minutes till the nutty news of the day. Top of the hour, we do what is called the nutty news of the hour. Bringing you news from all the way around the world. And I mean the world. And if I can get my damn browser back up, we will. Well, okay, I'll tell you what I'll do. WebMD has frozen me up, people, so I'll have to improvise. But anyways, like I say, I've been smoking weed for over 5 years. I don't know about no addiction and all that kind of shit. You know, anything that's done in moderations, you know what I'm saying, is always good for you. But any time that you sit up there and overdo anything, I don't give a fuck what it is. I mean, you eat too much motherfucking raisins, you're going to go shit. And if you ain't got a good, healthy stomach, you know what I'm saying, that ain't going to be healthy for you. You know what I'm saying? So too much of anything ain't good for you, and not enough of something ain't good for you either. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. So let's go ahead and here we go. We back up. Freaking WebMD. All right, well, I want to go ahead and do the self-abuse test, but hey, I guess they don't want me to do it. Because I'm not abusing anything, you know what I'm saying? But that's all good. And let's see. Teen slang. Anybody out there young? I'm not. Yeah, I used to be, but hey, you know. Still feeling pretty good keeping my yang up, if you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, let me get my little porn music started back home, people. Robo-dosing. Abusing products with dextromethorphan, like cough syrup. See, that's the other thing that be killing me, man. I mean, people that don't smoke weed, that take all these damn pills and medications and all that kind of stuff, if the damn name is too big for you to fucking pronounce it, you might want to leave that shit alone. All right? Dextromethorphan, methorphan, anything got orphan in it, I don't want to be fucking with it anyways. You know what I'm saying? Orphan means lonely. Yeah. Let me give y'all a little education, man. We're going to go into, what do we want to see? We just want to see slang terms. View all. Let me see all of them. There we go. These are teen slang abuses, which I didn't even know they had slang abuse for abusing cough and cough medicine. Did anybody know they had a slang for it? Yeah. Well, how about robo? Usually a reference to cough syrup with dextromorph or something shit in it. It derives from the brand name Robotussin, but it is common slang for any cough syrup. Robo-fizzing is common, combining cough medicine with soda or alcohol. Robo-tripping term refers to hallucinogenic trips that people experience at high doses, abusing dextromethorphan. What the hell, that shit fucks me up every time I see it. A syrup head is someone who uses cough syrups or other products with dextro crap in it to get high. A robotard, someone who abuses dextro, whatever the crap. Dexing is getting high on products with dextro or other crap in it. Skidding, if somebody says they're skidding around you, means another term for abusing products with blah, blah, blah crap in it. It applies specifically to using chloracidin tablets, sometimes called Skittles, after the candy. I thought Skittles was short for ecstasy, but hey, I guess that's another slang word too, huh? Tussing. Yeah, I'm on that tussing, which I've heard down here. We're on that tussing. The term for using products with dextro crap in it refers to cough syrups such as tussing or robotussing. And last but not least, you have red hots, which is a term for capsules or tablets with dextro crap in it. The term comes from their resemblance to the candy. Wow. Never knew that. Because I'm a weed head and not a syrup head. Yeah, thank you. I do appreciate being that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what the hell I just fell into. And shouts out to all my, the testing now. I'm going to tell y'all something, a little secret. I was over there in Germany and shit, and shouts out to all my homeboys from Texas, who I was serving with, and dude taught me a little something about the good old Robotussin. You know what I'm saying? You take the blunt, you take your blunt, and you take some Robotussin, you put the Robotussin on the blunt itself, you know what I'm saying? Let it dry a little bit, then you put your non-tobacco product, you know what I'm saying, on top. And then roll it up and put it in the refrigerator. You know what I'm saying? Refrigerator or freezer, let it harden up a little bit. And then hit that motherfucker. Man, shit. You talking about smoking long? I mean, first of all, it turns your Swiss and Sweet or any fast burning blade, it turns that bitch into a Dutch master. I mean, it's gonna burn like an optimal. But then you got to think that you actually is smoking alcohol too, so you get the alcohol and herbal type of effect. Yeah. Your ass is buzzing pretty good. Your ass is buzzing pretty good. Yeah. So, that's for all my potheads out there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all want to try something new. You know what I'm saying? You can get up on that. And that's how we do. So what I got to do right now is go ahead and, you know, ride out. Because we on Wrecking the Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to give y'all a little something unorthodox. This is a Kid Cudi remix, Day and Night, since we talking about smoking weed. And if you ain't smoking weed, tell them, kids. You know what I'm saying? That's real. Let's go. Go ahead and get your workout shoes on, man. Get your boogie on a little bit. If you're smoking, go ahead and roll it on up and poke one with you, man.
Don't nobody know about this record, but that old
My Health, Your Health Monday, right. Going down, Wrecking the Game Radio.
Day and night.
Gosh, you're smelling pride.
I'm stressed in my mind. I look for peace, but see, I don't attain. What I need for keeps is this silly game we play. Now look at this. Madness, the magnet keeps attracting me. I try to run, but see, I'm not that fast. I think I'm first, but surely finish last. Finish last. Cause day and night, the lonely soul who keeps a free mind at night. He's all alone through the day and night. The lonely loner who keeps a free mind at night. At night. Day and night.
Let me buy you one last month. Let me buy you a round.
Ladies!
Girl, I like your face, but I love your partner. I just wanna get to know you better, what's the number? See you standing over here looking all lonely. Come in, take a sip of Nouveau and Patron. I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
If you came with your girlfriend, maybe we could be friends, do this every weekend. If you're a
y'all know me, just cool breeze, hailing from the Dean, so I always show the three, trying to get up in the club, I ain't supposed to be drinking, yeah, I know I'm too young, but I'm not even thinking, I'm a single lady, wanna buy me around, or maybe take me in the Phantom while you drive me around, and we can cruise in the city while enjoying the sounds, and I ain't never gotta worry, cause you holding it down. Don't want much, just someone to hang with. If you come up with the drama, homeboy, you can save it. If you got yourself in order, then you speak in my language. And I got a mouth for me, I just hope you contain it. If you agree, we can make the arrangements, do things my way. But I'm willing to change it. We'll see how it ends by the end of the night. Cause if you act right, you know what's going on.
If you don't wanna have fun, baby, where you come from? Put it in reverse and let me pull up to your bumper. Baby, you too fine to be standing here alone. Baby, you too fine to be standing on your own.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that.
I can give you what you want.
Work that, work that. I know you came with your girlfriends. Maybe we could be friends. Do this every weekend, yeah.
You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. You're a single lady. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around. Let me buy you around.
So we can get to the kitchen and the hugging. So we can get to the touching and the loving. So we can get to the food in the eye. And baby girl, we can do it all now. Up and down, 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 up and down.
Tracking with that line, what's your name, what's your size? Like to rock a lemonade, I just creep it from behind. And if you're trying to get away, tell me what you got in mind. You can leave your whip, baby, you can hop in mine. Now tell them other cats, it's too late, they out of time. Fuck your man, out of sight, out of mind. Remind me of my 6'6 drop. You smell good like it's in the yard. Lace you with yellow ice, lemon drop. Mucho dinero, the money don't stop. Round after round, the drinks don't stop. Treat tonight like it's New Year's, the bottle's gon' pop.
In the hugging, if you get to the touching and the loving, so we can get to the boot in the eye. All day, girl, we can do it all night. I'm going up and down, 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 up and down.
Oh my God, that's marijuana. Good stuff too. Oh man. Oh my God. Oh, all right. Yeah, that's how we're doing in Reno.
All I'm saying, you got to enjoy your motherfucking life. That's all the fuck I'm saying. Enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal. But if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He's gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it. So on and testify. I'm just saying. If your life is fucked up, you need weed. Weed is put on this earth for niggas on the struggle, niggas on the grind. There is a chemical in weed that's called fucking. And if you can just get that in your system, it could change your life. Some of y'all be crying about bills you can't pay. Just, I don't know what I'm going to do about this light bill. They want the whole thing. They don't want a piece of it, a deposit. Just hit the blunt one time and see if it don't change your perception of what's important.
All right, y'all, coming up right after this, time for the Nutty News of the Day at the top of the hour. This is Vice Grip, Economic Oppression, Obama's number one top song. Google Vice Grip, My Help Your Health Monday, right here, live, Starship Smelly Prize. Big ups to Emily Angel in the building, man, riding out with us. Smoking on some blueberry and haze up there in Seattle, you know what I'm saying?
Live up one. Oh yeah, oh yeah. that when everything went just right, there's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your after work social sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
Oh, shit.
It's all on.
Time for another news of the day, y'all. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by www.nuttynewsoftheday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall motherfucking news. Giving it to you right here first. Wrecking the Game Radio. We're going to get into it, y'all. Nutty News of the Day is brought to you in part by nuttynewsoftheday.com. We'll bring you all the crazy, weird, wild, off-the-wall news from around the world. And I mean the world. Coming out of Tampa Bay, Florida, man, I'm starting this thing off in Florida. You know what I'm saying? Take two puffs and we're going to start it on up. Well, about 4, 5, 6, because that was the end of the motherfucking session. You know what I'm saying? You got to go ahead and try to burn your fingers, goddamn it. If you ain't burning your fingers, you ain't smoking. All right. God damn it, don't call me on the bat line. They'll get the message. It's all good. Going down to Orlando, Florida, man, where an employee is struck, injured by guests driving 7 miles per hour. And I got to warn y'all, I do give awards out on this motherfucking show. So if you happen to hear a break in the music, that's because somebody done got their damn award. And I'm lining on up because I'm pretty sure this motherfucker right here is finna get an award. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? All right. A Walt Disney World employee broke his leg after he was struck by a guest driving a car at the Tomorrowland Speedway in the Midway Kingdom, authorities said. The gas-powered ride vehicles used in the Tomorrowland Speedway have top speeds of 7 miles per hour. So you got hit by stuff. How the hell you break a damn leg? I don't know. You almost got the war for that one. I ain't going to give you the war for that one, though. Fuck it. Let's go on over here to Washington, D.C., y'all. State Department spending $5.4 million for fine crystal. Yeah. Hillary Rodham Clinton's State Department is spending $5.4 million to buy fine crystal stemware? The fuck is stemware? For American embassies. The contract was given to a tiny Washington, D.C. interior designer, which in turn subcontracted the crystal work to a Swedish firm, snubbing such U.S. companies as the famous manufacturer in Clinton's own backyard, Steuben Crystal of Upstate Corning. So, you see what just happened, right? Now, they just went and got their own little private contractor who they already knew was going to subcontract the shit overseas so they could motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, make more money and hide the money and shit. That's all they doing. Man, what the hell, ever, man? All right, let's go on over here to New Jersey where the nastiest picture you've ever seen is what I'm looking at. Oh, man, I'm about to throw up in myself. Woman wants to become world's fattest. Yeah. Donna Simpson weighs 606 pounds, but told the Daily Mail newspaper she heard her heart set. Oh, excuse me. She had her heart set on reaching her goal weight of 1,000 pounds in 2 years. The 42-year-old already holds the title of the world's fattest mother after giving birth to her daughter in 2007. Oh. If y'all was looking at what I'm looking at, man. Oh, yeah, yeah, there you go, vino. That's that good shit right there. You know what I'm saying? That's that good shit. Anybody drinking vino lately? I know the sure fuck I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, pour me a glass of that old good Ripple, some fucking MD-2020. Shit, fucking loser. That's Washington, D.C. for you, though. You know, what's going on over here to Mexico? You know what I'm saying? Hola, mi amigos. Pow, pow. 13 are killed in Acapulco. 11 others elsewhere. Yeah, at least 13 people were killed. Some of them beheaded around the popular beach resort of Acapulco, just as foreign visitors have begun arriving for spring break. Elsewhere in the Guawo, in the Stop with a bunch of R's in that motherfucker, Guerrero State, where Acapulco is located, 11 other people, including soldiers and suspected traffickers, were killed. Man, all you spring break motherfuckers better bring your ass on the floor, because, shit, it doesn't look good. John Edwards' mistress tells all, who the fuck cares? I don't, but hey, this is nutty news. John Edwards' mistress has revealed for the first time how the illicit lovers fell in lust and slept together the night they met, and claims the presidential candidate predicted the wild romp would cause his premature ejection. Oh, I thought he was about to say ejaculation, but ejection from politics. Her first words to him were, "You're so hot." And they had sex later that night in his hotel room. Now, the distraught-looking, very pale-looking white woman is wanting to tell all because she's fucking broke. What the hell? I don't know. She needed some suntan. What the hell going on? You better get the hell out of wherever you at, because damn, you looking like Alaska over there. You know what I'm saying? Spring Hill, Florida, man. We back here in the homeland, where a man threatens father with bone-cutting scissors. And if you see this guy, he looks like the Elephant Man in 2010. Yeah. Deputies say Billy Pierce, 36, pictured, got into an argument with Billy Pierce Sr., 58, when the two were in the bathroom. What? When the two were in the bathroom of their house, Pierce Jr. said he was in a homicidal mood and had the scissors in the bathroom because he was going to cut his hair with bone-cutting scissors. Right. All righty, people. Going over here to the nuttiest place on the planet. Anybody ever been to the UK? Okay. I have not, and I'm not going, because global warming nursery rhyme ads are still in effect after I have already read that, the global warming shit is a fucking hoax. You know what I'm saying? And they done wasted motherfucking billions of dollars on that bullshit. You know, and if you know anything about yourself, then you know everything about the Mother Earth. Let it run its motherfucking course. Cleanse itself like your body do, and you will be the fuck all right. But if you worry about some other bullshit, like some goddamn global warming shit, your ass is going to be what? Stuck in the boob tube. The Advertising Standards Authority, the ASA, ruled that the ads, which were based on the children's poems Jack and Jill and Rub-A-Dub-Dub, made exaggerated claims about the threat to Britain from global warming, and definitely asserting that climate change would cause flooding and drought. The ads went beyond mainstream scientific consensus, the watchdog says. Dun, dun, dun. Do I got some music for that? Dramatic shit. Dun, dun, dun. Let me see. Hold on. For the drought, for the dog and shit. Let me see. Fuck it, I can't get dramatic. Sorry about that, people. You know what I'm saying? Hey, so
that's an awesome fucking story, kid.
Thank you, brother. Let me beam up one of my El Mexicano, Blackicano homeboys, you know what I'm saying? Up in the building, real El Quico. Hola!
Hey, I'm just listening right now. I'm in traffic court right now.
Look at this motherfucker right here. That's what I'm talking about. That's dedication, goddamn. We in motherfucking cult, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going now. We live from the motherfucking cult house in San Jose, California. San San Domingo, California. Yeah, we can't be incriminating, you know what I'm saying, in case the judge might hear this show. You know what I'm saying? So it's going now. But, welcome to
what
the show.
What you up to today, Smelly?
Oh, I'm chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? Just reading the news, you know? Got, you know, I got to talk quiet. I don't want nobody to hear us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to be quiet.
I remember I called for the guy. I was in court one time. I did. You remember when I did the show? I was in court and shit. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. They're coming. That shit, that was so funny. Everybody around was looking like, this motherfucker's really on the radio. Yes, I'm really on the radio. You know what I'm saying? It's going down. Everybody, this is Mr. Goofy. Boom. Out of San Jose, California, you know what I'm saying, doing it real big. And shouts out to Miss Angel. Her real name is Angel. Hey, you're really blessed. I hear you. And we over here, and you know I'm on the Nutty News. Man, what you in traffic court for? That's news.
Oh, I can't talk right now because
the office. Oh, what the hell I'm doing? You know what I'm saying? Pow, shoot yourself. You got fired on your day off. Oh, my bad. Let's go over here to Canada, y'all. Shouts out to Miss Susie Bird, Miss Laugh-A-Lot, and all you Drake wannabe motherfuckers out there. You know what I'm saying? The Humane Society supervisor has been charged. All you motherfuckers over there got your pets and shit. You might want to go check on your dogs. But why? Because they're at the pound. You gave them up. A former supervisor at the Toronto Humane Society is facing charges of animal cruelty after surrendering himself to police. He is charged with 2 counts of animal cruelty. His arrest brings to 7 the number of current and former Humane Society officials. What the hell is going on? Y'all might as well start the Inhumane Society. Y'all and the Inhumane Society. Yeah.
No more boonies shelters.
I'm saying, cause, damn, y'all in this motherfucker with Michael Vick and shit, you know what I'm saying? Fighting dogs in the shelters and shit. You know what I'm saying? Michael Vick. See, what he did do was get him a shelter. You know what I'm saying? That's what he should have did. Now, look at the ass. They're getting busted. Right. We over here in Montana. I'm going to see if we're trying to get to Washington. Trying to get to Seattle, man. Ain't nothing crazy going on in Seattle. Ain't nothing big. Seattle, y'all ain't making the news today. All right. You lucky. Normally, somebody be on when they from somewhere. You know what I'm saying? They be on the news. But they ain't on the news today. We in Montana. Helena, Montana. Well, women prison guards often behind sex misconduct. Duh. Inmate Michael Murphy usually started by seeking a small favor that would often lead to a kiss or love letters. And in at least 5 cases, he convinced female prison employees to have sex with him or do other illegal favors. In each of those cases, the female correction employees were caught, shamed, and forced out of a job because, bitch, you can't keep it on the fucking down low. You know the damn male guards are having sex. Shit. Keep your motherfucking shit. See, you fucking all in public. See, that's the problem. You know what I'm saying? When you fucking in public, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you got to be behind the motherfucking washers when you're getting your ass tossed up. You know what I'm saying? You can't be trying to get your ass tossed up in the shower room. It's an open fucking bay. Everybody see you. I mean, I ain't never been to jail or anything. You know what I'm saying? You know, I just seen it on Channel 3. You know what I'm saying? The education channel and everything, you know? Yeah, right. Illinois, people. We over in Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Where a woman shoots husband. Oh, hold your shit, people. Hold your shit. Woman shoots husband in genitals on I-57. Ooh. Man. It kind of hurt there, people. Kind of hurt just thinking about that. Let's see. What can we do for her? We can give her some calm music. Let's calm her down, shall we? Yes, we shall. Already did. Yeah. Prosecutors alleged the woman was riding with her husband in the vehicle with an argument began, and she began to beat him with a phone book. Yeah. What the fuck? Who the hell still rides with phone? Who the, you got a phone book in your house? Anybody got a phone book still? I mean, if you got the internet, why you got a phone book? fucking free411.com. That's your phone book.
Shit, I used David Carradine on the Yellow Pages and shit.
It's like, damn, dealing with it. But you got a phone book in your car?
No, not. I don't get that.
What the fuck that? What a phone book in. All right. As he tried to defend himself, the woman allegedly pulled out a gun and shot him. The bullet went straight through his genitals and his right leg. Oh! Man, that hurt.
Yeah.
Anything revolving around that area, you can flick my nuts and I'm pissed out. Oh, shit, I'm going down for the count.
Oh, man, that sounds like, sound like pain.
Sit! I'm down. Time out. There ain't no time out. Shit. All right, we over here in Sweden. Vansbro, to be exact. Where a thief returns wallet stolen 40 years ago. Yeah. What a fucking good Samaritan he is not. Police in Vansbro, Sweden, said they received a wallet from an anonymous individual who admitted stealing the item at a party 40 years ago. The local said the thief told Vansbro police in an anonymous letter he stole the wallet and the $7 in cash it contained. What a baller. While attending the party. What kind of bullshit is that? Like,
if I was the guy who got the wallet, I'd be like, fuck it. That was 40 years ago. He's this shit.
You know what the fuck I'm going to do? Bitch, I done switched IDs like 30 times since then, motherfucker. I get in trouble for having this ID, motherfucker. You done set me up. Shit. All right. Well, let's finish this thing on off in Detroit, Michigan, where Americans with Disabilities Act, no perfume. Okay. City officials in Detroit.
What, our retards can't wear perfume?
Yeah, this is, you know, I ain't even really want to go there because I'm like, okay. The city officials in Detroit say workers at three city buildings will soon have to monitor their scents or face possible warnings. A woman claimed she had breathing sensitivity due to a co-worker's perfume. Attorney said her client's lawsuit under the Americans with Disabilities Act could prove beneficial to others. Damn. So what about the stank motherfuckers? My mama got, you know what I'm saying, a motherfucker that stank as hell at the job. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what kind of motherfucking cologne he put on. You know what I'm saying?
Old. He stinks all damn day.
Yeah, he just stinks. So, I mean, what do we... Shit, y'all gonna do something about that? You know, shit.
Hey, Smelly, I'll call you back, brother.
Hey, thank you, brother. You already know, man. That's Goofy Bone, ladies and gentlemen. Let me beam this brother
live
back
in the courthouse.
Bring him, beam him back in the court real quick. You know what I'm saying? Get your ass out of the way, boy. Fuck out of the way. Oh, here we go, people.
Tell him to go put some perfume on.
Put some perfume on? What the fuck are you? Goofy Bone. Ladies and gentlemen, right there, you know what I'm saying, representing real big. Shouts out to who the hell is that? Sky? What the fuck kind of name is that? Cyanide? Oh, Cyanide. All right, Poison. Shouts out to Poison. Just entered the building, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the Starship Smelly Pride. You are...
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless...
Yeah, let me get on over here and continue on. You know what I'm saying? Y'all hold on. Let me walk on over here and hit my porn music button. You know what I'm saying? Turn my porn music back on. Excuse me 1 second. You know what I'm saying? El Segundo. We teach languages on this show, too, man. You want to tune in tomorrow. It's Tuesday time for language learning, where we are learning the Spanish language right here live on the Starship Smelly Prize. Yeah. And you can come learn with us, man. We got people from all the way around the world that comes through and, you know what I'm saying, tunes in. It's the funny type of shit. You ever heard, man? And we're going to finish this thing on up because we're in Cold Spring, Texas. We were busier than a cat covered in meow mix. The fuck is that all about? San Jacinto Sheriff's Captain Charles Jones offered a simple reason why his deputies couldn't respond to a mother's plea for help with her mentally ill son who was having bizarre hallucinations. We were busier than a cat covered in meow mix. Jones stuttered. Gloria Bills, a 71-year-old widow, would be among those killed by the time a deputy was finally dispatched. What the hell kind of country bunk bullshit is that? We were busier than a cat covered in meow. What the fuck is that? Oh, the cat trying to motherfucking eat itself or something? What the fuck kind of country bunk bullshit is that? That's some real Archie Bunk bullshit right now. What the hell? All right. Anyways, let's go ahead and say yo, hi-yo-go. Say yo, hi-yo-go. Where an irritated nurse admits breaking bones of six patients. Yeah, all y'all motherfuckers rushing to the hospital and shit. Yeah, go ahead. That's why I just go ahead and heal up at the house. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why one toe is crooked than the other one. But, bitch, I'm still got all my feet. You know what I'm saying? And my damn toe ain't on the other side. Fucking around with these hospitals. But a nurse who has admitted breaking the bones of six patients because she felt irritated should have smoked some weed, but has been arrested. Yep. Sayori Hamoru, 26, a nurse at Sayu Common Hospital in Sayo, was arrested on suspicion of inflicting injuries on an 85-year-old patient at the hospital by pushing down on her chest with both of her hands and breaking one of the woman's ribs. Damn! You should have got karate kicked in the face. Whoops! Sorry about that, y'all. Shit, I told you. Motherfucker, if you on this show, your ass gonna be in the news. Matter of fact, let's see where the fuck Cyanide. Cyanide, where you from, man? Where's Cyanide at? Where you from? Go ahead, put up where you from. Cause we already got Seattle. We finna put Seattle on motherfucking blast. Yeah, we got Seattle on the map, people. We in Seattle, Washington. I told you. God damn it. There's some nutty news every motherfucking well. You know what I'm saying? Where a vampire said he is going to eat people for breakfast. You might want to watch yourself, Heavenly Angel. You got some nutballs running around. Yeah. A man who said he's a vampire and threatened to blow up a bomb taped to his arm was arrested after causing a scare in downtown Seattle. The man walked into downtown Seattle shelter and said he was a vampire and wanted to eat people for breakfast. The staff ushered him outside and called police, where the sun made him weak. Oh, shit, close to Amsterdam. Dutch, oh, shit, Netherlands. Oh, okay. Damn, boy, that's where I need to be. Shit. I need to be in either one of them motherfuckers because both of y'all smoking. Both of y'all is smoking. Shit, boy. Yeah, I've been to Germany, though. You know what I'm saying? It's, but I can say Deutsch. You know what I'm saying? Coming back pretty soon. You know what I'm saying? I got the El Fumar on the Osfart or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, and come out there and get my smoking toke on in Amsterdam. Either one of them, Netherlands or Amsterdam. Netherlands, beautiful than a motherfucker. Amsterdam is just a goddamn pothead's fucking Walt Disney World and shit. So take your choice, weed heads, you know what I'm saying? Shit, either way, like Cat Williams say, either way. Shit. Yeah, let's go on over here to Dubai. We're in Dubois, yeah. Instead of divorce, whip your wife. That's what I'm talking about. Shit. A wife was divorced because she telephoned her husband while he watched football. Another because she was late to bring a glass of water to her husband. And a third was divorced because she used extra salt in food. These are cases which were described as silly and childish by Abdul Aziz Al-Hamadi, a marriage counselor. Instead, whip her gently in a manner that makes her understand the situation. Why these motherfuckers preaching spousal abuse? Ain't this a bitch? Don't go to the wife. You're going to get your ass whooped, women. They preaching beat your wife. Beat your wife. Ain't no understanding. Let's not sit down and talk about it. Beat her. Gently, though. Beat her gently. Oh, man. The Russians are coming. I don't want to scare anybody, but in Georgia, a television station in Georgia triggered a panic when it broadcast a mock half-hour report about a Russian invasion of the country. Emedi TV broadcast what it called a simulation of what a fresh invasion would look like. The show did not run any on-screen notes during the half-hour broadcast to alert viewers that what they were watching was not real. Yeah. Because they didn't want to. That's called creating panic. And they already did it. So fuck it. All right. Back-to-back cases, man. If anybody's ever been to the UK, Sinai, you ever been to the UK or been close to that shit, you know what I'm talking about. UK is the nuttiest fucking place on the planet, people. You heard it here first. You all right? And I'm going to give you two reasons why. First reason, husband dies giving wife CPR after fatal heart attack. That's some crazy shit. But that's devoted. A devoted husband died while trying to revive his wife, who had suffered a massive heart attack. Paramedics found Mr. Whitfield, 56, lying slumped and face down on his 61-year-old wife after ambulance controller gave him instructions on how to perform CPR. You gotta live first, motherfucker. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I do care about the dead, but damn. You know, I'm just saying. Second reason why. 1 in 10 children thinks the queen invented the fucking telephone. That is a problem. 1 in 10 children thinks the queen invented the telephone. A survey of children's science knowledge suggests others gave credit for the invention to Charles Darwin and Moel Edmonds. 1 in 20 of the 1,000 pupils polled thought Star Wars character Luke Skywalker or Richard Branson had been the first to set foot on the motherfucking moon. Wow. And you guys want to travel to the UK? Go right ahead. I'll be there. Never. Where the fuck are we? What the fuck is y'all teaching? Do y'all have any kind of history classes in school? What the shit is going on? Man, and I thought we was teaching some fucked up history here by talking about some bullshit Civil War and all that old gay shit. You know what I'm saying? Look what the fuck they teach. Wow. You know what, man?
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Yeah, man, because you might have to pull out the fucking gun. That shit. Wow. Matter of fact, I got to give you guys the award, man. You guys go ahead and get the fucking award. I give out awards here, people, on the show. When people do some off-the-wall and really nutball shit, and of course, if your kid's thinking motherfucking Luke Skywalker, goddammit, stepped his fucking ass on the moon, period.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And you get the award. Yeah. All right, people. Let's keep it moving. I got some motherfucking African music I'm going to play in the background. Yeah, this is by, who is this by? What's the group called? Yeah, African music, you know what I'm saying? I play music all the way around the world, all the way around the world. Woman dies at home after religious fast. I know you motherfuckers heard about this shit on TV, radio, if you haven't. That's down here in Bartow's, a couple of minutes away. Listen, people, before I even read this, all right? If you're part of one of those, what the hell they call them, polygamy camps and shit, where you go off and everybody fucks each other in the motherfucking house and wears crazy dresses and dresses all the same and shit, all right? You need to get some help. If you're one of those religious freaks that fast, you know what I'm saying, for like a week and don't and just eat shit and piss on yourself, you need to seek some help. If the Lord is telling you to do that, you need to ask the Lord to tell you to do something else. Because, yeah, a Bartow woman, 55-year-old woman, died alone in a bedroom of her Central Florida home after locking herself in the room for several weeks for a lengthy religious fast. Evelyn Boyd told her husband, a preacher at a Pentecostal church in the city of Bartow, not to disturb her when she locked herself in the room February 7th to fast and pray with only water to drink. Now, this is what I said when I seen the news report. I seen the motherfucking news report. First of all, I would have slapped that stupid motherfucker in his goddamn face. Because if you nasty motherfuckers would let this woman sit in the goddamn room for 2 days without washing her ass, she needs to get her ass whooped, okay? If you let her sit in that motherfucker over 2 days without a bathroom, because there was no bathroom in the room, people, don't get it twisted. There was no bathroom in the room. She would not come out to take no shit, no piss. So what the fuck was you doing in the damn room? It ain't no religion on earth that preaches degrading your motherfucking body and soiling your goddamn self. So don't blame that on the Lord. Now, don't put that on no kind of religious bullshit. Something is motherfucking up with that. Either the husband locked her ass in the room and dehydrated her ass. Something just don't sound. You just, your body just, you. It ain't, fuck that. I'm going to keep it moving because that's ignorant. And you're not going to do that. Matter of fact, no, fuck that. You get an award too, goddamn. What the fuck awards? We're going to hand out awards all day around this motherfucking day, goddamn it, because fuck that. Here's your award.
God damn. Shit. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
You know what I'm saying? How you die on your day off? You got to be a stupid motherfucker to die on your day off. All right. Boy, look at here. Some fucking nut balls in this world, I tell you, people. We got some nut balls. All right. Apple bath. Oh, for the front man of the Apple. Man, I'm trying to read the goddamn the bridge and shit. People all on the bridge having separate conversations, and I'm fucking lost. But hey, let's go over here to California, where the IRS visits car wash in pursuit of 4 cents. That's what I'm talking about, IRS. Fucking get it all. Fucking get it all. Yeah. It was every business person's nightmare. Arriving at Harv's Metro Car Wash in Midtown were two dark-suited IRS agents demanding payment of delinquent taxes. They were deadly serious, very aggressive, very condescending, says Harv's owner, Aaron Zeff. The letter that was hand-delivered to Zeff's on-site manager showed the amount of money owed to the fans was 4 cents! 4 pesos! 4 yens! Now, goddammit, I don't know how to. What the hell kind of currency gonna equal up to 4 goddamn cents? That's what your government wasted probably a couple of thousands of dollars of man hours. Shit, the fucking paper alone was more than 4 cents to print up the goddamn words on the paper. To save 4 cents. And this is what your goddamn feds is, government is doing. Come on, man. What the fuck is really going on? All right. over here in Colorado, man, because I don't know what the hell's going on with that shit. Spork, the vicious wiener dog. Yeah, gets probation. What the fuck kind of dog name is Spork? I'm sorry, people. That shit there is fucking strong shit. A Lafayette judge has ruled that Spork, yes, S-P-O-R-K, the 10-year-old miniature dachshund who bit a veterinary technician, will have his vicious animal status dropped if he can be a good boy for 6 months. Prosecutors and defense attorneys had proposed dropping vicious animal charges against Spork, a 10-year-old miniature dachshund. The judge agreed, but only if the dog be... Are you motherfucking serious? Are you serious? Y'all wasted taxpayers' money to bring a motherfucking dog into court? Is you bitches serious? Man, please. And y'all wonder why the fuck America is in trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. It ain't because we owe motherfuckers. It's because of stupid motherfucking spending practices like this. State to state to state. Goddamn. For Spork, the vicious wiener dog. Man, yo. Oh, man. Last but not least, man. Flying pain. Students' parents, I think I read that one, was awarded $1.25 million for harassment. Yeah, I read that yesterday, but anyways. They basically won $125 million, you know, which I don't see how, because, shit, I mean, I went through so much racist shit in motherfucking high school, I should be a goddamn billionaire. Shit, junior high school, goddamn it, shit. All right, anyways, that'll do it for your Nutty News of the Day, brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com. All your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news, man. And like I say, you know what I'm saying? Don't believe what the fuck I say. Go and read it for your motherfucking self. You know what I'm saying? All right, people. Let me go ahead and beam somebody up in this motherfucker real quick. Hold on. Y'all, hold on, people. Let me walk on over here real quick. Y'all, excuse me. Let me walk on over here. Do-do-do-do-do. Timmy, get your ass out of the way, boy. 8-1. Trezzy, you was in the busy. Timmy, say what's up.
Timmy!
Alright, that's in it right there, live. Hello, caller. What the? Hello?
Oh, this is all the way turned up and you ain't never lied.
Oh, it's going down. It's go, what, do I got that? All the way. Hey, oh, now I got that bullshit. But what's happening? We got this always turned up in this mofo flipper girl. What's happening, representing the 8-1 trip, eh?
Yeah, in the 215, I just happened to reside on this plantation at 813. But I'm from free stuff, which is 215 Philly in the house. Miss All the Way turned up, best known as Flavor out there. And I love all my fans out there to tell me that all the time I worked at the Florida Sentinel, trying to expose the industry out there. You know, they don't want nothing out here on the same, but they want to keep it a plantation. But guess what? We got the Million Man Felon March. Power to the felons. We got the power of the vote. We finna rock the vote. We finna barack the vote all over again. Guess what? Right now, if elected officials office for 2 to 4 years, we want accountability on why the system is messed up. And if they messed it up, that means we don't need to let them fix it up. They screwed up. And in any job in America, when you screw up, you get fired. So it's time for us to fire these that messed it up and hire some new ones in. What's the public?
My hey. You know, I'm always for firing the whole fucking government myself, but see, we can get to that point, you know?
We got that. We gonna fire them all and let Bernie Madoff outrun the country. How about that?
Well, no, because he got Whoopi Goldberg backing him, and I don't even fuck around like that. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Well, we whooping ourselves out here. We all whooping. We whooping ourselves. We keep allowing people who we pay their salaries. And then we put these politicians on the pedestal. How retarded is that? Good morning, Senator so-and-so. Hello, Congressman so-and-so. They need to be saying, hello, Joe Blow so-and-so. How are you? Because we're their boss. People out there, taxpayers and voters, wake up. You have no job. You about to lose your house. But here lies the official who's allowing it. We allowing to let it happen to ourselves. And they're going to work? No. We got a new chance. We don't care who. And what does that mean? We going to re-elect new people in the office so we can get... We gonna let the same people in so we can get the same results. That's backwards. That's crazy. And we're not crazy or insane. People wake up. This is a new civil rights era. Time to free 813 and the rest of the plantations all on up through the line. Alabama, Georgia, Carolina, all in between. We coming. We's a coming to help free y'all.
All right, let's see here. Who's,
That's
let's see who's, Congressman Alan Grayson? No. Yeah, we do raise hell on this show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can get political up in this mofo flipper, you know what I'm saying, if you want to. Call on up, you know what I'm saying? 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying? Express your opinion on whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And your opinion is your opinion, because like assholes, we all got one, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all have the power to vote, and that's what we now must do. Understand. Now you make your ancestors proud who shed their blood, sweat, and tears for the power and the right to vote. Now this is what it's for. Legitimately, it is now time to claim what we want. Felons who are looking for work, hello, hello, everyone, they're not trying to be a criminal. Hello, government. Hello, politicians. Felons are not looking for employment, so why can't they find any? That's going to change, and that's going to stop. Felons, gay people got their rights, felons going to get our rights, too. And that's just
simple. Yeah, well, they still trying to, you know, throw that shit up in there, but I ain't finna get on the gay shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, all I say is keep it to your motherfucking self. I don't run around talking about, hey, I'm straight. Hey, I like women. Hey, I don't like guys. Do I run around and say that motherfucking shit? Why the fuck you got to damn throw your goddamn personal opinions and, hey, I'm fucking gay. Hey, I'm lesbian. I don't give a shit.
Just
sour eggs and step to the fucking side. I mean, it's not an issue. It is not a fucking issue. Your sexuality, I don't give a shit. Just don't come grabbing my ass, you faggot ass nigga. And lesbian, yeah, come on, girl. You can yawn that, because I do go both ways, girl. In between you and your girlfriend. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know that's right. Set them again, Smelly. We do not care. I don't want to look at you and even think about you having sex with somebody else. That is not my business. I don't care if you're fucking or screwing. I don't fucking and fucking. I forgot this to all the way turned up. Hell yeah. I don't give a shit who's sucking or fucking what. It don't matter to me. I don't want to know. I am not no freak like that. I don't walk around looking at people wondering, are they gay? Aren't they gay? I don't give a shit.
Wow.
Keep it to yourself.
People make that gay shit like religion. You know what I'm saying? It's just another form of population control. You know what I'm saying? If I can get you so worked up about sexuality, because when you go to Germany and you go to all these other motherfucking places, Africa and all the other places, niggas who's walking around holding hands, you know what I'm saying? Not saying that they gay, that's just, it's an open society. When you go to Germany, you got motherfuckers, dudes that hold hands and females that hold hands. They ain't gay. You know what I'm saying? It's called an open society. They open to whatever the fuck you want to do, you do it. You know what I'm saying? Just stay to your goddamn business. You know what I'm saying? So you don't have motherfuckers running over there in Europe talking about they want gay rights. And you know what I'm saying? We need to have our own gay bathroom, gay football teams, gay basketball teams and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an open society. They don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
they don't see the color barrier. You feel me? They don't see the black and white issue and shit. There ain't no motherfucking, oh, I'm finna crash you off the road because you black. You know what I'm saying? They don't see that shit. It's just, it's this project that we live in, this United States, this us shit we live in. That's why you thinking that way. But take your ass the fuck up out of here to some other countries. Guaranteed, you won't be thinking. Go to Amsterdam. Go to Netherlands. And see if ask cyanide if what the fuck I'm saying is fucking true. Bitches is worried about getting high. Bitches is not worried about you being black, white, Puerto Rican, or goddamn green motherfucking alien. Because if you're a green alien, that means I'm smoking good.
Smell it. Here goes something for you. That the United States, and I'm throwing every Christian or so-called Christian under the bus on this, or whatever religion you are, we are now condemned as a nation as soon as our politicians, our government leaders, they signed off on that gay rights crap, that gay rights shit. Now, on the dollar bill, it don't even matter. It say, in God we trust. The people who came over and slaughtered the Indians to take over this country, they said this was one nation under God. So if it's one nation under God, how the hell fucking faggots and homosexuals, lesbians, bottomites, sodomites gonna get right? Now, they need to keep that shit in the closet. Don't nobody give a shit if they gay or not. They want to be proud and be gay, so what? That shit is not no way to keep no daggone child to be. It's already confusing enough if you're growing up with you a boy and you feel like a girl, you're a girl, you feel like a boy, and then you walk around and you see all this endorsement on what is supposed to be non-existent because homosexuality is hated by God or whatever you call God. Allah, Buddha, whatever you want to call
it. Give a fuck, you know what I mean? Because you can, what the fuck is giving a right to something? You know what I'm saying? The only thing you got the right to do is eat shit and die. That's the only thing you got the right to do. The bitch can't give you the right to do nothing. If a motherfucker say you got the right to be gay, what that mean? You can go to Mexico and you getting housing or something? They gonna give you a fucking brand new car? What does that do? What does that give you the right to? When you got the right to bear arms, that means you can go and get you a motherfucking pistol and shoot somebody or protect yourself. The right to be gay, what the fuck does that give you the right to do? Nothing. I mean, it's just another topic to talk about in the news. It's just something to talk about in the news. It has nothing. It's meaningless. What does it mean when you want, who cares if a man wants to marry a man? The paperwork doesn't mean a motherfucking thing anyway. If you don't love that person don't love you. A ring and a piece of paper does not mean a motherfucking thing. Because before all of this shit, Adam and Eve wasn't wearing no motherfucking wedding ring. And they didn't have no motherfucking wedding certificate talking about they was married and shit. And that was supposed to be the first husband and wife. So all this other man-made bullshit that's along that's now is just that. Man-made bullshit. They keep us here talking about topics and shit, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? Because, hey, if they ain't had nothing else to talk about, the fuck would we talk about? You know what I'm saying? So, hey. But it's meaningless to me, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I want to give a quick shout-out to Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, Cyanide, you know what I'm saying, for chilling off at the bridge. Of course, Miss All The Way Turned Up, you know what I'm saying, for riding out. Regular Game Radio right here live. Starship Smelly Pride, you know what I'm saying? On each and every day. Monday through Saturday, you know what I'm saying? Monday through Friday, Saturday, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Saturdays, we do Scandalous Biot Saturdays, you know what I'm saying? So that's, you know what I'm saying, the day you call in. Put anybody on blast, you know what I'm saying? They get an award, they can get an award and everything. I give them an award and everything. Call in, 347-237-5125. Make sure you save me as a friend.
Haters, I like to give all the haters
an
award.
Oh, yeah. Saturday, I'm giving out all the awards. Scandalous B.I.T. that. Anybody did some Scandalous B.I.T. shit to you? You know what I'm saying?
So, I know that's right. We need to have that. Hey, bullshit nothing. We need to have that shit always.
Well, no,
hell yeah,
you gotta build
it.
You gotta let that build up. You know what I'm saying? While you do it on Saturday, everybody off, everybody can just they let it out and then go to the club that night. You know what I'm saying? And have some fun. You know, that's what the goal is. So, you know, it's going down real big. But this is My Health, Your Health Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody else is doing it. If he can handle Benny's and beer, he should be able to handle a few harmless puffs just to see what it's like.
And we're talking about marijuana, a.k.a. Mary Jane.
While under the influence of marijuana, his blood pressure increases. He feels unusual hunger and his central nervous system changes. His perception of depth and dimensions is radically changed.
That sounds like some shit I want to get on. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Drag it, man. Try anything once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
That's what I'm talking about. But don't forget, they got a proposition for you smokers out there. All the cigarette smokers, that is.
I could use a smoke.
Hey, put that out.
And more like this.
I could use a smoke.
You murderer! I might have children one day!
Smoking kills, unless you kill first. If you're around a smoker, you will die. Smokers may look relaxed and like they're having fun. Don't believe it. Vote yes on Proposition 421. Let's outlaw smoking everywhere, even in people's homes, and allow honest citizens to legally kill anyone who smokes. Let's live in a world without smokers. Prohibition works. Let's prove it. Let's move up the food chain. It's time to smoke the smokers. Vote yes on Proposition 421.
Got a new strip club opening up too, y'all.
What is a gentleman? He is kind, polite, and stands by his word. He is well-dressed and treats a lady with respect.
Want to be a gentleman? Pay a woman the ultimate compliment by shoving 20s in her panties at the crazy kite. Oh,
tonight and every night, your luck is in town at the crazy kite, where the ladies are beautiful and, oh, so very friendly.
Come on, boys. I'm waiting for a gentleman like you.
That's right. Candy wants to fake break herself for money and make you feel exactly what you're not. A lady killer. It's the gentleman's choice. And a lady always loves to be noticed.
Woo! Titties! What could be more gentlemanly than staring at silicone breasts while my wife is playing slot machines?
Nothing.
I'm here for a conference. What about my colleagues?
I'll make you all feel special, one after the other. Just give me money.
Yes, bring your clients. After all, once they see how drunk and horny you get over a pair of fake bazookas, they're sure to take your professional input seriously. What gentleman wouldn't?
Well, a lady likes to be treated.
Only at the crazy cock.
Coming right back.
All the way to our
Productions. Y'all already know, live in the building.
It's new, got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag. Yeah, I like it swag. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Okay, yeah, daddy, I peep you. I'm so excited to see you. Can't wait till I greet you. I can tell that you're the real man. By the way, you shook my hand. Nothing like some freak dudes that can be so rude. I think you's a gentleman. We can make the best friends. If you got me in a fight, then I got you in the end. I'm a down tight chick, and I'm in it to win. I wanna be on your team. I'm talking you and me. There ain't no I and we. No telling what we can be. You can run your world of fake, and I lock down music. When it comes to these lyrics, man, it goes exquisite. Yeah, I respect your grind. I want your heart to be mine. But when it comes to quality time, please give me all attention. Cause if not, these that's way slipping. See, that's way slipping. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it. He built houses. He stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag. He got long hair. He drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Shoulders. I like the way he works. He used to be a freak king, but now he got his own soul. He's a great leader, and every dude wanna see him. And his name rings bells, big like Dave Chappelle. And every time he speaks, everybody pay attention. If we are army, you the number one lieutenant. I hope that you listen when I'm speaking my words. I just said a verb. I think his style is superb. And every time he look at me, he make me feel like ooh, he's my
much steel, luxury for him to be around me. I like the way you kick your game, baby, you the king. Yeah, you the boss man, keep doing your thing.
Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stays shining like a precious diamond. Yeah, he got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. He a house hustler, all what street guy, cause pretty soon, holy gonna rip that bag out. What a girl supposed to do? You wanna shine skin new. Even got them bounty hunters looking out for you. And oh, you came from home. Police even tapped the phone. I wish they leave him alone. But I don't want no drama, cause what you do is coming back double karma. No, I ain't got no time to be coming to your court date. You locked up, you even missed that son's birthday. You always in the street, I living with your homeboy. You don't hardly spend no time, all you want is go and grind. But I want a real man, gon' respect my mind. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Yeah, he get it, he built houses, he stays shining like a precious diamond. Daddy got a mean swag, he got long hair, he drives big wheels, sitting on the platinum grill. Got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag. Ooh, he got a mean swag, yeah, I like his swag.
This just in. Late breaking news. As of April 1st, 2009, marijuana chemical may fight brain cancer. The active chemical in marijuana promotes the death of brain cancer cells by essentially helping them feed upon themselves. Yes, researchers in Spain report. Guillermo Velasco and colleagues at Campo Pulpin, some shit university in Spain, have found that the active ingredient in marijuana, THC, causes brain cancer cells to undergo a process called autophagy. Some shit like that. Autophagy is the breakdown of a cell that occurs when the cell essentially digests itself. Okay. The team discovered that cannabinoids such as THC had anti-cancer effects in mice with human brain cancer cells and people with brain tumors. When mice with the human brain cancer cells received the THC, the tumor growth shrank. Two patients enrolled in a clinical trial received THC directly to the brain as an experimental treatment for recurrent glioblastoma, some big-ass word, a highly aggressive brain tumor. Biopsies taken before and after treatment helped track their progress. After receiving the THC, there was evidence of increased autophagy activity. The findings appear in April 1st issue of Journal of Clinical Investigation. The patients did not have any toxic effects from the treatment. Previous studies of the THC for the treatment of cancer have also found the therapy to be well tolerated, according to background information in journal article. Study authors say their findings could lead to new strategies for preventing tumor growth. All thanks to the marijuana. And this show is May Your Health Be My Health, and My Health Be Your Health. It's going down on Wrecking the Game Radio. I'd like to thank everybody for coming through. Heavenly Angel, Miss Computer Lady, Cyanide, and everybody else for riding out with Wrecking the Game Radio. You already know Miss Turned Up. DJ Party Time, Miss Janu. And everybody else for coming through, man. And if you happen to be in the Tampa, Florida area, you know what I'm saying, check me out at the Club Double Decker every Tuesday night for Touch the Mic Tuesdays. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big. Next month, I'm throwing the biggest puff party you ever could be at, 420 party. So you better go in and get your tickets now. Fly on in, man, because it's going down real big. Yeah, the second annual 420 Puff Party, baby. It's going down at the Double Decker. You know what I'm saying? Address is disclosed later on. You know what I'm saying? Because this is a private affair every time I do it out there. I'd like to thank y'all. Appreciate it, man. Stay blessed and unstressed. And watch your back because there's a monkey out there. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, ah.
Man, I got it right. My hand is in my bag.
And thanks to Goofy Bone for calling in from Coke. My dog's in traffic, Coke, man. Called in. Appreciate that. You already know, much love.
So you know.